Bureau, and also consolidate that department with the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association. But also, they want to talk about the privatization of the convention center. If you remember, back in January, they had a discussion, Kurt Starman did, with a few picked people, chosen people, to discuss what to do with the Visitors Bureau and the convention center. And it caused quite a ruckus because, one, it was a private meeting. And, two, the people he invited was the current Turtle Bay CEO and former Redding City Manager Mike Warren, the former Turtle Bay CEO Judy Salter, and Steve Gaines, who heads up the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association president. Now, is that something? Was that meeting wrong?
Can I say something? I just think there's always three stories. There's always three stories to every story. So, you know, there's three sides, is what I'm trying to say. Three sides to every story.
I'm sure there are, except for one thing.
It says conspiracy.
Except for one thing.
What?
It was a confidential meeting that nobody else was invited to, and then all the memos went out as being confidential. And you're discussing what to do with a huge piece of property right along the river next to Turtle Bay, and Kurt Starman has a, you know, quote, private meeting with the CEO of Turtle Bay, the former CEO of Turtle Bay, and the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association president, all of whom had dollar amounts put in front of their names but that they would be receiving if the convention center was bought.
Well, I know transparency is a really huge issue right now on everybody's lips, but here's the deal. If you were in a position and you were thinking, our city's in deep doo-doo, would you possibly not pull together some people who have been leaders? And before you go and you throw it all out there, I'm not sticking up for anybody, but I'm just thinking, okay, let's look at maybe what the other side could be. That you might pull together people who have been in the position and know what's going on down at City Hall, or if you know what I mean, that would want to get together and just kind of, hypotheticalize, if that's a word.
No, then you open it up to more than just the former CEO of Turtle Bay, the CEO of Turtle Bay, and the gent from the Wonderland Association. I'm not saying anything about it. I'm not saying they're not honest as the day is long. I'm saying what it looks like. You know, did they have anybody there from the Convention Bureau? How about anybody there from the Community Services Advisory Committee? Was anybody invited there? No. And then why do you put all your messages out as confidential? Why did they feel like they had to release this? People inside the administration felt like they had to release this to the record searchlight.
So that's why tonight's really important.
That people be there.
And what time is it?
It's at 5 p.m. at room 125 at the Redding Convention Center at 700 Auditorium Drive. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of questions asked. And Kurt Starman has a right to ask the advisory commission, hey, I asked you to come up with a plan for privatization, you know, 4 months ago or back, you know, last year. He says, you never came up with it. I had to move forward. Then I think the committee gets to ask Kurt Starman, well, what's the idea of having meetings with you know, the McConnell Foundation?
Well, here's your chance, because for those people who have felt flustered or frustrated, and you might be the armchair warrior,
warriors now.
This is your chance to show up with your feet and your mouth and your thoughts and your notebook. Again, that's room, what room, 125?
Room 125 at the Redding Convention Center, 700 Auditorium Drive at 5 p.m. This is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. Clearly, News Talk Radio. Join us after these messages.
At North Valley Bank, we have proudly served the people and businesses of Northern California for 37 years. Our lifeblood is the connection we have with our customers and the communities we serve. Chances are the next time you're out in the community, you'll see that our North Valley Bank officers and staff are right where you are, where it matters most, helping us do our part to keep the community healthy. Thank you for selecting us as the best of North State. All of us at North Valley Bank are thrilled to win this award for the fourth year in a row. Winning takes hard work, and that's what we do best. Providing award-winning service to our customers, building teams to support local events, or donating our time, we're a part of our communities in every way. This award motivates us to continue to find new and different ways to get better each year and give our customers even more. Stop in or call and see how you can get more with us. North Valley Bank, best of North State, 4 years running. Member FDIC.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down, mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
Steve Lafferty will be hosting a journey to guide you as a listener to examine your stories. The stories you narrate in your mind about everything you do. The stories you tell yourself about the words and actions of others.
You have been taught to dream your life. You dream your life through your beliefs, but these beliefs are not your choosing. Discover how to shift those dreams from the ones that have been offered to you to the dreams that you long to experience. Come join me Sunday evenings at 9 for Dream Shifting. Brought to you by the Northern California School of Theta Healing, thetaspirit.com.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for me?
Hi, this is Dave. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now, and we'll help you sell it for free. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can also announce your yard sale, estate sale, or event. Sponsored by AMSOIL, Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage. That's Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, 605-4567.
You getting your exercise over there?
Look at you.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We kind of got started fast there. We're streaming right now on KCNR, 1460.com. We're joined in the studio by, of course, our producer who is back from his planetary tour through the intergalactic lakes. And so how was Neptune?
Cold.
Cold. Okay. Oh, well.
Foggy.
Foggy. Foggy and cold. I didn't say another planet because I thought I was completely embarrassed and...
Well, speaking of foggy and cold, if you're just tuning in, it's foggy.
Should have seen me yesterday thinking foggy and cold now.
It is foggy out, 33 degrees. We're going to have a high today of 58, but it's patchy fog all day long. So currently 7:15 this morning, and we also wanted to tell you about, there's only just a few tickets left, so if you're looking for an ultimate party, that is a great time out in what's it called? In Anderson, it's called the Few... All of a sudden, I'm drawing blank.
Well, it's out at the fairgrounds there.
Well, Shasta's is at fairgrounds. Yeah. Fusero Hall, that's it. Fusero Hall, because it is the 31st annual Festa d'Italiana. Did I say that wrong?
Yeah, well, just keep going. Don't stop.
Anyway, featuring funny man Jeff Applebaum, and they're going to
That's a
to
real
be,
Italian name.
Yes. Applebaum. And they're going to represent the Italian of the Year. Evidently, I've heard rippling comments about that Jeff Applebaum is hilarious. So it's tickets are $40, and this is a fun party. And
you get
blue white band, dancing all night, great. It's just a fun time. Bring your friends and drink and dance and eat and just enjoy life. It really
and they
is.
They will be picking the Italian of the Year that night, and it's a great time for everybody.
So call Kathleen for tickets at 359-2078. We will be there, and there's going to be a little tribute to the military as well. So it's going to be a fun night. Yeah. Cocktail hour begins at 5:30. Oh, by the way, what's the date? March 13th.
A week from Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones. Norm, good morning, Norm.
Good morning,
on KCNR.
How are you doing?
Hey, we're great. Good morning.
Hey,
Sequoia Middle School is holding a tribute to veterans on Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
Great.
It'd be nice to have a bunch of people show up for that.
Now, is this a tribute or is this a dinner?
No, it's just a tribute. Just no dinner, no nothing.
Okay, so it's a tribute from Sequoia Middle School to all veterans.
At 7 o'clock on Saturday night.
Okay, and what's the address of Sequoia School?
Offhand, I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll look that up.
And also, MIAP is having their biannual service out to the cemetery on Wednesday at 11 o'clock.
That's next Wednesday at 11 o'clock.
And I'm sure they'd appreciate a whole bunch of people showing up for it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Now, every other month,
they have
Missing
one.
In America Project
Interrs
with honors our fallen warriors who were never claimed by they either have no family or the family doesn't care or they lost, their family lost track of them. So we bring in people and anywhere from when Linda and I participated that last time, there was like 18 remains.
Last time there was 11, and before that, the time before that was 18.
Yeah, it was 18 remains.
I don't know really how many they're having this Wednesday. I've tried to find out, but they don't really know yet.
But that's going to be up there at IGO.
But that'll be Wednesday at 11 o'clock.
At 11 o'clock at IGO next Wednesday. Okay,
we'd
Norm.
We'd appreciate a turnout if we could get it up there.
Well, give us a call next Tuesday so we can tell everybody again.
Thank you, Norm.
Thanks again,
Thanks.
Norm, as usual.
Thank you much.
You bet.
Have a great day.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Hey, our special guest today, we have a new show on our Saturday lineup. Our Saturday lineup is pretty incredible anyway. You can go to KCNR1460.com. Check out our website. But on Saturday, their debut, it's called Psych Talk. And with us are the two psychologists, Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, we got to correct you right from the beginning.
Yeah,
we are marriage and family therapist interns,
not
psychologists.
I've not gone to school long enough.
Okay, so clarify, because a lot of people want to know in the part of it. You I know you're clarifying and you have to do that, but you still have had to get a degree and you have to do hours upon hours of training, and you're training under Patricia Bay, Dr. Patricia Bay. Is this correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Both of us have our Masters of Arts in Counseling Psychology. And Ryan's a little bit farther along in the 3,000-hour process, and I'm close second there on that. But both of us do have our graduate educations, and we're working under one of the greatest therapists in Reading, really, Patricia Bay.
So when you think 3,000 hours after you've already gotten your master's, it just is, that's incredible. So I would say that you're highly qualified at this point to really kind of understand when people are going through marriage and family and personal problems.
I'm getting there, yeah.
Okay. So Saturday, let's talk about your show Saturday kicking off. Tell us what one can expect at 12 o'clock when they turn on that dial.
Well, first they can expect the name of our show being
Psych Talk.
Oh,
love
my
it.
Goodness. The purpose of the show is psychological information for real people. And really, for me, the goal of the show is to provide a community service. We really expect to have guests on our show that can talk about what's going on in our community, events, the experts in particular fields. So that's really my passion for the show.
Great.
Yeah.
Connecting.
I want to see us, you know, taking a topic that isn't clear for a lot of people and just putting it in, you know, terms a lot of individuals can understand and you know, just making it interesting in a way that applies to people's everyday lives.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. When we come back, we want to talk about specific, you know, topics that you all will be addressing here over the next few months, because I know one of them was post-traumatic stress.
Yep.
And so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about that. This is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio.
Prisons Mattress Gallery in Reading introduces a breakthrough in gel sleep systems, the all-new OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. It conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable in the summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Prisons provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Try to find that anywhere else in the sleep industry. Prisons Mattress Gallery Gallery is your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock. Right now, save 30, 40, up to 50% off select OrthoGel mattresses in stock at Cresson's Mattress Gallery. Plus 12 months same as cash, free local delivery or free bed frame, and we always haul away your old bedding. Locally owned Cresson's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Tonight and every night, get the best night's sleep you've ever had with your new OrthoGel mattress from Cresson's.
There's something new and exciting from the Reading Breakfast Lions Club. They've expanded their gun show this year to include an antique and collectible show. It's this Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Convention Center. Don't miss it. There will be over 225 tables. You'll find a number of unique displays that you won't find at any other gun show. Plus, this year, they've added an antiques and collectible show. Civil War reenactors will be on the Convention Center lawn with full uniforms and weaponry, including a full-size Civil War cannon. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse through 200 years of historical items. Bring your antiques and have them appraised for a $2 donation. Show hours are 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 4 Sunday. Admission is $6 for adults. Children under 12 are free. All net proceeds are used for local youth and charitable projects. The 24th annual Reading Breakfast Lions Club Firearms Show expanded this year to include an antiques and collectible show. It's this Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Convention Center. Doors open at 9 a.m. both days. Don't miss it.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, our phone lines here are 605-4567. KCNR 1460. Our guests today are Ryan Frost and Katie Cundy, who are opening a new show right here on KCNR 1460 Saturday at noontime. It's called Psych Talk. All right, you two. What's the topic for this week?
This week's topic is going to be healthy relationships. So what Ryan and I plan on doing with our hour is going through some of the basics of healthy relationships, communication and...
Yeah, what makes them work.
Yeah, what makes them work. Not the negative, the positive. We want to look at the positive this weekend.
We'll touch on negative a little bit, but it's really up to, you know, the listeners. We're looking for phone calls. We're looking for people to talk to us and give us feedback. But yeah.
Well, here's a way that I suppose if somebody doesn't feel like, oh, I don't need counseling, I don't need help, but something seems to just not be clicking in their lives, here's a chance for them to call in.
Exactly.
And get
anonymously,
some advice.
Anonymously.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And get some advice.
Yeah.
Okay, so healthy relationships. This is going to be the topic this Saturday here on KCNR. Our new show is going to be called Psych Talk. We're very, very excited to have Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost. You guys are currently practicing, or would you call it practicing?
Definitely.
Yeah.
We both have full caseloads.
See? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
So you are practicing.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
In the office of Dr. Patricia Bay.
That's correct.
So if somebody was listening and they thought, well, it's great to maybe even start a radio relationship, and they go and if you're in fear of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have just about 4 minutes left. Let's talk about what you want to talk about.
Well, you know, I just wanted to make the point that I want to say that our show is going to be less about advice and more about just feedback. We want to throw information out there. We want to hear, you know, your perspectives on psychology. Is it a lot of bunk, or is there something to it? What has been your experience? You know, it's not all about, you know, us sitting on high and voicing our opinions. It's about communicating back and forth with
So much of psychology is education, too, and relationships is education. And so our goal is really to provide our listeners with good education. And some topics might be pertinent to them, and others might not. But we're going to also try to keep those broadcasts on a website and basic outlines of what we're talking about.
That sounds great. Now, quickly, before we go into break, Katie, I want to ask you, each one of you, how and why did you start to go into this business? Why are you here?
It may sometimes sound corny, but it's the total truth. I really have an empathy for helping young women and women, partially because of some of the struggles that I went through in my earlier years. And I just love the compassion of this job. And I've had other jobs in business, and this is just awesome work. Awesome.
That's great. So it's empowering. And Ryan?
I did it for the money. No, I'm kidding.
When somebody say typical guy, that's a typical guy.
What no. money? No. No, I worked with people for years, and I kind of fell into it. You know, I dropped out of school and had a family and was working the grind and decided I wanted to go back and do something that, you know, could help me sleep at night. And I got hooked up in my bachelor's program with psychology. I took a psychology class and fell in love. So, and I really enjoy just connecting with people and helping people and you know, showing them that there are ways to affect change in their life without, you know, having to do anything dramatic and just a little bit of change of perspective. So,
well, see, that's what I love, because if you really want to connect and you're thinking about what something's just not, like I said, clicking in your life, here are two people, Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, in Psych Talk at 12 o'clock on Saturday. Two passionate people. It's like this is their calling, their choice. It's not, oh, I've been in it for a gazillion years. Yeah, exactly. You know, what else am I going to do? It's led you to this point, so much so that you want to have a show that you can connect to people who might otherwise not want to walk through that door. And I love that. So we're here to say, go for it. And yay, welcome.
And we're here to thank you.
Thank you.
Well, no, you know, we were, when you all came in and talked to us about the show, it's not, you know, we look at every show that we put on, and we were excited about this, and because you two are excited about it, and it serves a purpose in the community, as do all the shows that we have on here, our local programming. As we have the national syndicated shows, but, you know, the ones that we truly, we enjoy those, but the ones we truly enjoy are Saturday and Sunday shows.
I mean, local.
It's our community. It's our community here that are reaching out to other members of the community and with something they're passionate about. I mean, at times you listen to these national talk shows and they're going through the motions. Unlike our local shows. Anyway, Kathy Cundy, Ryan Frost, Psycho Talk. It begins at 12 noon.
Psych Talk.
Or Psych Talk. I'm sorry. Oh, okay, I'm the psych. Anyway, Psych Talk, it begins at 12 noon this Saturday. This is Carl Lindabott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. February was a pretty decent month for most retailers. Numbers out today show sales at Target were up 2.4%. Brisk, better than expected business also reported at Macy's and the Limited. Working more, making less. The Labor Department says worker productivity was higher during the last 3 months of 2009, an annual rate of nearly 7%. At the same time, labor costs, what they pay us, were down nearly 6%. Slow business in fast food. Sales are sluggish at Wendy's and Arby's, their parent company posting a quarterly loss of more than $13 million. ABC's in a big money dispute with Cablevision, which has 3 million subscribers in the New York area. They're battling over fees. ABC, which is owned by Disney, is threatening to pull its programming off Cablevision on Sunday, the same day the network is showing the Oscars. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit barracuda.com.
It's no secret. Identity theft is a major problem in America. Think you're not at risk? Unfortunately, you are. Do you hand your credit cards to servers at restaurants? Do you sign your credit cards? Do you supply personal information over the internet? If you can answer yes to any one of these questions, get the experts on your side. It can take just minutes to steal your identity, but years to repair the financial damage and emotional toll on you and your family. Contact Marty or Pat Wyatt, Independent Associates, at 339-5695. Find out how their Identity Theft Shield can help you.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down. Mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you, the enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You must be your fairy godmother.
Yes. It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Oh, thank you.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com for our friends in Madagascar. You're getting it today. When you call, make sure you let us know it's not a collect call from there. Hey, we've got the studio filled. The Sundial Film Festival gang of six has arrived. But, you know, in the magnificent studios we have, it's kind of like a drop in the bucket. We could have brought another 200 in and just fit them all right here. But our guest today, and in no particular order here, Tina DeQuisto, Mary Harper, Mark Liskow, Dr. Doug McConnell, Karen Hoyt, and Dave West. And we're going to start out with Dave. Let's start talking Sundial.
Okay, you know, the Sundial Film Festival's second annual starts next Wednesday, actually with the gala at the Cascade Theater on Wednesday night. You're invited.
And we're coming.
I think that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
And the
wouldn't
film...
miss it. Huh? Would not miss it.
Mark will talk a little bit about it, but the films are Thursday and Friday, the international films. And Saturday will be the films from State of Jefferson. Then Saturday night will be the awards night, which I think is going to be great. And then we have the Children's Festival going on at Turtle Bay on Saturday, and we have Mary to talk about that. I'm going to toss to Mark because he really has watched, he along with Michael DeQuisto, all the films and kind of has a handle on what's going on there. So Mark LaSalle's jump in there.
Well, just before we start, we should add one more to that. There is a photography exhibit that's going on at the same time.
Oh, that's
we
right.
have
yeah.
just an absolutely wonderful lineup of photography work that will be on display. I think there's going to be 20 photos that have been framed at the theater, and there's another 80 will be on the main reel going through. So just wonderful work last year on that side as well. On the film side, yes, we sat through 83 films to come up with a final 30 for the festival. And we have films from all over the U.S. We have a great lineup of local films. We have films from Bosnia, Australia, Italy, all parts of the world have been submitted to the Reading Sundial Film Festival. So we're lining up for a great event.
Well, you know, last year, of course, we were fortunate enough to be able to attend, and Linda was, in fact, in one of the films. And we thought, what a great event for this city. And the excitement that was generated by last year, I am not surprised that this has grown like this, and I will not be surprised that each year it just gets bigger and better.
Well, as Dave mentioned, we've added two new features this year with the International Festival, which will be held on Thursday and Friday at the Cascade. And then starting later Friday afternoon into the evening will be the local festival. And great lineup of international films and a mixture of films. We have a lot of narratives coming in on the international side. We have some absolutely incredible animation. I think we have a show of animation made up of 10 films, every variety of animation you can imagine, sound effects, light effects, great little stories. I mean, it's going to be quite a show. Friday night also, for the first time this year, we have our outdoor extreme. And we've got three wild films, one from Japan, which actually has a local skier from Mount Shasta in it, and it did very well at the Montreal Film Festival this year. We have another one on kayaking, which is Six Rivers in the North State. Brilliant work, guys dropping 50 feet into pools and just incredible work. And then another one done by a local skier, his first film over in the Tahoe Basin area. And it includes several local skiers, snowboarders in that one as well. But it's going to be a fun night Friday night as well. So just a great lineup. Saturday, of course, we go back into the local. And the additional one on Saturday is our Children's Festival, which we held at Turtle Bay. We welcome them as part of it this year. And they have a great lineup of films. And these are films done by adults for children. So they're very well done. A variety of films, again, from different parts of the country, the world, and just some neat little stories, which you'll hear about a little bit later on that side.
Oh, great. Well, it just sounds like we're going to be covering the whole gamut here. I mean, is there we've got an animation. We have the exports, you might say, on that. People telling stories, dramas.
Narratives.
There's comedies, I imagine, in there.
Oh, yes. There's a couple of neat little stories on there. There's some comedies. There's some heartbreaks. There's all sorts. And also some wonderful documentaries. And a couple of well-known documentaries that have done very well across the country by local people. So we got some good work on that side as well.
Great. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, right here in KCNR 1460. Our guests are the people that are putting on the Sundial Film Festival, and I promise you, you need to go to this. You will enjoy it. And it's, you know, this is something that has attracted people from all over the world to participate in an event right here in Reading. Join us after these messages.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden a month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Ferry residents, this is Tooth speaking. I'm sorry, did you say credit? Credit Ferry? Perhaps you have the wrong number. Actually, no, I'm not familiar with the Credit Ferry. And I know all the ferries. We're a tight-knit bunch. Why don't you tell me more about what the Credit Ferry does? Maybe it'll ring a bell. The Credit Ferry magically raises your credit score so you'll be more likely to receive better interest rates? I'm pretty sure there's not a Credit Ferry. But I do know you can improve your credit rating by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. Glad I could help. Me? Well, I leave money under children's pillows. Adults? No, kids only. But I do know a good dentist.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditferry.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We are with a number of people right here that are behind the Sundial Film Festival. Tina DeQuisto, who is one of the film producers, I guess it would be filmmakers. Mary Harper, Mark LaSalle, Dr. Doug McConnell, Karen Hoyt, and Dave West. So we're going to talk just a little bit about Turtle Bay and the Children's Festival, because a lot of people, I'm sure, are interested in that. So, Mary, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, on Saturday at Turtle Bay, we're going to have 8 films shown throughout the day. They are made by adults for children. Probably the target audience that we looked for was the 6 to 12 age group. But as an adult looking at these, there's some really very good ones. They're from all over. We have got actually one from Mexico that we've got. We got our films through the Kids First Film Festival. They're an organization that reviews and judges and says that they are good quality films for kids to show. It's just got a lot of different things.
Well, that's okay. We'll help you out here.
Thank you. First radio, and I'm going,
see how easy radio is? Yeah. Do this 2 hours a day. Okay. Now, you know, the thing about it is that you've picked the selections, obviously, and it's we're going to be running them on Saturday.
Correct.
Again, these are some films are made by people who have made probably thousands of films. Others are first entries.
Correct.
So, yeah, and this is a great addition, though, to the whole Turtle Bay and the Sundial Film Festival, though, expanding like this to bring the children into it, Dave. I think that's just
great. Well, I think it's a great venue for the children. Explain, you have 3 different places you're going to be showing the films over there.
Correct. We've got 3 different areas that we're going to be showing them. We'll show the same films 3 different times, so at 10, noon, and 2. So if you want to spend the whole day, you can see all of the different films. We have one that's a major studio. It's called Laboo, and that will be in our Visitor Center Theater. We have some short ones that will be in the museum classroom. There's a really cute one called The Happy Duckling, and that is actually all done as a pop-up book. So as you're going through the film, it actually kind of pops up and moves, which is really cute. And then in the Millhouse area, we have some that are related more towards animals, and then we're actually going to have our animal staff out there talking to the kids and the families about some of our animals.
This is an all-day affair, then.
This is an all-day affair, yeah.
This is great.
Then we're also going to have activities for the kids in various areas throughout the park as well. So when you're waiting for the next showing, you can take part and learn what a zoetrope is.
Well, I've always wanted to know that. In fact, a zoetrope is it's something to do with the hey, let's go on to our film makers. You know, I could, you know what, it's just showing off in front of people is just not something I'm used to doing. So let's go, Tina. Let's get Tina in here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tina. And you are, as you said during the break, are a homemaker, but you are now a filmmaker.
I am.
So, you know, homemaker, filmmaker, was it any of it about the same?
What do you mean?
Well, you're a homemaker and then you're a filmmaker. But is it the same kind of job or is it one's a little bit better than the other?
Well, I had a lot of fun doing the film. The film was really very entertaining. I'm very thankful to all the little folk who let me follow them around and get in their face for a couple hours to make the film.
Tell us what your film is about.
The film is called Life on the Bridge, and it's about to put it out there, it's about when you pass by people every day, you're a unique individual. You yourself are a unique individual. And you pass by other people out there or other individuals that all have histories and they all have a family. They all have or do something for a living. They all have a passion or a hobby. So, you know, similar to you. And it's always been kind of interesting to me as you pass by people and you go, wow, you know, they look like they would do this, or I wonder what they do, or I wonder, you know, what their family's like. So on the bridge, as we're passing people on the bridge, you get a glimpse into 20-some-odd different individuals' lives. And I took apart either a history or a hobby or what they did for a living, and it's all with local people, and it was a lot of fun.
You wrote the piece and you directed it. Did you edit it?
I did.
So it's a one-stop shop.
It is. It's my first film. I did all the photography, did all the editing, the filming, interviewing, arranging, whatever it is that had to be done. I did.
How long did it take you?
About 4.5 months. To put the whole thing together. It seemingly takes place from sunrise to sunset, but I had the added benefit and pleasure and also challenge of working with a child, an animal, and the great outdoors. So it presented itself a little challenge.
I understand working. You broke two of the cardinal rules right there, is working with children and animals, and you did
well,
it at the same
you know
time.
What? It was my dog. So I did. That was okay. And a great little guy, Eli Hornoff. So
well,
it was a lot of fun.
So and we're going to be seeing this one then. At what night will this one be on?
I think mine's on Friday afternoon and Saturday.
The State of Jefferson films are on Saturday.
Okay.
Mark has the actual list.
Yeah, we need to go over the schedules. Okay. You know, but hey, congratulations.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see it.
You know what? To see it on the Cascade.
Is that something?
Oh, my gosh. It's just really thrilling.
You know,
it's really thrilling.
You know what? It is great. And right. We applaud you. We applaud anybody that steps out.
Yeah.
That takes that, you know, that gets out of the comfort zone and says, you know, I want to accomplish something. This is something I've never done before. What a great
yeah,
thing
get
to
the
do.
Bell.
You get the bell. Yeah,
yay!
We ring the bell.
You get the bell.
There you go. Tina, it only rings a few times.
You showed up.
And nothing for City Hall.
So.
Tina's film is at 3:30 on Saturday.
3:30 on Saturday. Well, you know, that's great. Okay, more films, more information here?
Just to add one thing to that. We're showing the local narratives twice, so you can see it at 3 o'clock on Friday, 3:30 Saturday. And as Tina said, this is her first film. As a result of last year's film festival, 8 out of 10 of the local films this year were all created for this festival.
That's correct.
Having the effect of stimulating film development in the community just like this is exactly what we want to happen.
Well, it absolutely should. Now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the people that allowed this to happen, the sponsors. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Here speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers sedation. Dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying. And Norwegians?
Take it from Mr. Lump, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty, and I would like to invite you to listen in Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 for the Kurt Largent Show, where we discuss all things real estate. Any questions you have with regards to real estate, call or listen in, and we will do all that we can and all that can be done to answer everything there is to know about Shasta and Tehama real estate. So we look forward to hearing from you for the Kurt Largent Radio Show from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Keller Williams Realty, and Level Extermination, right here on KCNR 1460.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Rachel, did you hear about TehamaTradingPost.com?
I just heard about them on the radio. Did you go to their website?
Yes, I did. It's awesome. You can sell just about anything you want, from autos to real estate.
So it's free online classifieds?
Yes, and TehamaTradingPost.com has coupons for local merchants, and you can view the website from your cell phone.
Dad, can I post ads for new employees?
Yes, you can, and that's free also.
Dad, thanks for recommending TehamaTradingPost.com. I sold my boat, and I was able to buy a new car and find an apartment for our two new employees.
TehamaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. We just have a great bunch of people here that are putting on the Sundial Film Festival. Tina DeQuisto, who is a film maker. Mary Harper from Turtle Bay, who is making sure all the kids are going to be happy that Saturday. Mark LaSalle, who does everything. Dave West, who is kind of like spearheading the effort to let everybody know what's going on. And then two people that have played a huge part in the Sundial Film Festival, Karen Hoyt and Dr. Doug McConnell. Dave?
Yeah, you know, the sponsor, we've had some wonderful sponsors this last 2 years, and this year, thank goodness, Shasta Regional stepped up and became the festival sponsor, which is a $5,000 level. And I'm just thrilled to have them here to talk about that.
Yeah, Dave, thanks. We really like to get involved with community efforts because we like to give back to the community that gives so much to us. So this is a great event. This is the second year, and we're just really thrilled to be a part of it. And it's great that our community has something of this event of this magnitude. So we're thrilled to be a part of it.
And it is an event of magnitude. You know, our second year, all these new films coming in, the expansion, there's no doubt that a number of things can come from this. I mean, more expansion of films, but also, people coming in from all over. People here, Sundance Film Festival and these other film festivals, Sundial could be at that level easily.
I'm sure it'll grow exponentially each year. There's no question about that. Dr. Doug McConnell is with us, and I just wanted him to be able to say a word about it.
Sure. Thank you, Dave. While this may be the second Sundance film, Sundial Bridge, excuse me. Easy to switch those words.
Right? It is, yeah.
But this is going to be bigger and better.
It's going to be better. Yeah, that one's gone downhill.
Well, this may be the second one. It will be my first, as I'm a new transplant up here, having moved here in July. But I must say, one of the things I was looking at in this town when I was wrestling with the decision was just what kind of town and who are the people up here. And I must say, when I made my trips up and looked around, I was always impressed with the community and the culture of Reading, and this just serves to prove that I was right. So I like being right, so I'm looking forward to this opportunity. And then while Tina was talking, I was struck with an analogy about people in the bridge that you went and strangers walked by each other, and you took time to sort of take that apart and learn about. Well, it occurred to me that a hospital is sort of a bridge. People come in sick and ill. They're all strangers, usually to me, particularly being new here. But we get to know them real well, and we find strangers that we basically start to work with and their families. Every patient comes with big families. By the time we're done, we're usually friends. And so hospitals, in a way, are central to the community, and Shasta Regional is happy to be part of that. And we love to be involved in people's lives, just as you got on the bridge there and started to learn more about people. We do that every day, too. So I'm just looking forward to this. I haven't been to it before, but it will be great.
Well, welcome to Reading, Dr. McConnell. And why don't you tell our listeners, you came here in July. Let's talk about what you do.
Well, I'm a heart or cardiac surgeon, and basically my job is to manage and deal with both our cardiologists and our great medical team at Shasta Regional to take people who are having heart issues, and if they require a surgical procedure, that's what I do. Our motto is, if we open your chest, we're going to do our best.
Well, it's our honor for us, for we in the North State. We are so happy that you're here with us and that you have been inspired to come to Reading because of the Sundial Film Festival as one of the wonderful attributes of what we have to offer here culturally. Dave, any closing thoughts?
I just wanted to mention that tickets are available at the Cascade Theater. They're available. The ticket situation with Turtle Bay is a little bit different. Can you explain that really quickly? Because I know we're going to run out of time.
Turtle Bay, what it is, it's we aren't charging to go into any of the films. You just, if you're not a member, you'll need to pay park admission. So that's the only charge.
Okay. So the rest of the tickets can be bought online for the Cascade Theater or visit the Sundial Film Festival website, sundialfilmfestival.com. All the information on the films, tickets, availability, shows, everything's on the website. So
let's give the website one more time.
SundialFilmFestival.com.
Okay, and you can buy it at the Cascade Theater. Okay, you know, this is going to be a great event, and we're kicking it off next Wednesday on the 10th with the gala
is it that night. And okay. Those tickets are $50 each, and they can be purchased online as well.
Well, great. Our guests today have been Tina DeQuisto, a first-time filmmaker. You know, Mary Harper from Turtle Bay, who's told us everything we needed to know about the Children's Film Festival going on. Mark LaSalle, who is just, he's always in the middle of everything that has anything to do with culture in this town. Of course, Karen Hoyt and Dr. Doug McConnell, who are leading the charge for making sure that the sponsorship for this wonderful film festival occurs. And then, of course, Dave West, who is not only a friend, but is the media guru for all this.
And by the way, I wanted to say that Karen Hoyt is with Shasta Regional, has been generous supporters of the Sundial Film Festival as well. We've got to get that in there.
Yeah, our guest in our next segment is going to be the Shasta Business of the Year, Shasta.com, and the owner, Andy Main. And again, tomorrow it will be Les Ball, and we'll be talking how to take the forest back so we can use them again. This is Carl and the Bot. This is Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. This is KCNR, Shasta Reading.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Businesses may soon have incentives to put unemployed Americans back to work. The House set to vote on a jobs bill. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live on Capitol Hill.
We'll have to see how soon, though. The House was expected to take up the Senate's $15 billion jobs bill as early as first thing this morning, but it seems delayed. Moderate Democrats raise concerns over waiving the pay-as-you-go rules in order to move the bill. It's designed to give employers a tax break for hiring workers and extends highway and mass transit programs threatened by lower-than-expected gas tax revenues. In addition to moderates, liberal Democrats think the bill is too small, creating only an estimated 250,000 jobs. Lisa?
Thanks, Mike. Healthcare reform could be just days away from the House floor, and House Minority Leader John Boehner also tells Fox the American people could stop that bill by picking up the phone.
Members here want to get reelected. You don't get reelected
by voting against the majority of your constituents.
Most Democrats still insist the public wants an overhaul, but they're not all in favor of all of the current proposals.
I mean, they'll have to walk across my dead body if they want my vote on this issue.
Oklahoma Democratic Congressman Dan Boren, four would-be terrorists who plotted to attack U.S. targets, found guilty in Germany. Fox Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London with more.
Yeah, Lisa, the Muslim man acquired 1,600 pounds of an explosive form of hydrogen peroxide and planned to blow up targets, including nightclubs used by Americans and the U.S. Ramstein Air Base. Germany put the terror cell under surveillance and agents covertly diluted the explosive to make it safe. That same type of bomb 5 years ago in London left subway and bus commuters dead. A German judge saying this time many, many Americans could have died. Lisa?
Alistair, terrifying tales of runaway Toyotas. Not over yet.
I was only saved by a few feet in about a second.
That New York driver, one of at least 10 who claimed Toyota's repairs for unintended acceleration, didn't work on their cars. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Your older utility tractor's never been worth more. At your John Deere dealer, we're ready to custom make a deal just for you with cash discounts or 0% financing. Get a great deal that puts you in a new John Deere 20 to 140 horsepower utility tractor. See your John Deere dealer today and see why John Deere quality's never been easier to own. Offer ends April 30th, subject to approved credit on John Deere credit installment plan. See dealer for details.
Visit Valley Tractor in Chico.
So, what would you do if you were Miss Northern Hemisphere?
If I could change one thing in the world, I would build lots of La Quinta Inns and Suites. They would have new, inviting lobbies and thousands of new, refreshing rooms. They'd be even better than before!
But La Quinta already did that.
Can I win now?
Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book now at LQ.com or 800-SLEEP-LQ. La Quinta.
U.S. economy wins some and loses some in a flurry of new reports. Fox News Radio's Chris Barnes live in Washington.
In the loss column, Lisa, pending home sales for January down over 7.5% when economists were expecting a rise in that barometer of near-term home sales activity. But in the win column, a strong report on orders to U.S. factories, propelled by a surge in orders for commercial aircraft. And there were 29,000 fewer new unemployment claims filed last week than the week before, which was about what economists expected, but follows two straight unexpected increases, Lisa.
Well, thanks, Chris. And some of the big retailers reporting stronger than expected February sales. Wall Street digesting it all. Right now, the Dow up 11 points. One of the most powerful committees in Congress, House Ways and Means, has a new chair, Michigan Congressman Sander Levin, stepping in for New York's Charles Rangel, who stepped aside in an ongoing ethics probe. Suicide bombers on the attack in Baghdad as soldiers and the infirm cast early votes ahead of Sunday's national elections. More than a dozen people killed at two polling places and a market. Strong aftershocks still rattling Chile following last Saturday's 8.8 quake.
In the capital of Santiago, there is fear that heavily damaged apartment buildings are only one tremor away from total collapse. In the harder hit south, more people are homeless and coping with the added concern that another tremor could bring with it another killer tsunami.
Fox's David Lee Miller in Santiago. A firefighter locked up in Vermont accused of setting fire to his own house twice in an effort to get insurance money to pay for his wife's infertility treatments. Hoping to be the next Sham Wow.
You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel.
Inventors lining up in L.A., pitching products to As Seen on TV guru A.J. Kubani, holding an American Idol-style contest, says he was impressed with some of the ideas, which included a vibrating rake to clean horse stalls. And Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio. Good morning, Reading. 37 degrees here. This is Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. The time is 8:05. Gosh, Thursday, the 4th of March. Good morning. Today, the weather... Well, we just got to telling you it was 37 degrees. Patchy foggy today. It's going to be a high of 58. And 10% chance of showers after 4 a.m. That's tonight. And weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. We drove out there yesterday, took a quick trip out there.
and it is absolutely so gorgeous, just about 12 miles out of Palo Cedro. Even in the rain, it kind of, you know, clears up, and I just love to be able to. I love the North State, and I love it when you see, you know, patchy clouds, and it's such a beautiful sky. You've got something on your mind, Carl. You're sitting over there itching. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, we talked about it in the first segment, but, you know, some people come in on the second segment, maybe didn't hear it in the first. Tonight we're having a big meeting down at the Civic Auditorium, and it's going to be at the Reading Convention Center, the same thing. It's going to be at 5 p.m. today. That's the Community Services Advisory Commission is going to meet, and they're going to be talking about what they're going to be doing with the Civic Center. They're going to be talking about what to do with the Convention Bureau, if they're going to shut it down or roll it into the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association. Are they going to privatize the convention center? They're going to be talking about a couple of other things for the city, parks and recreation. But they're going to consider a report from the city manager on a merger of the Convention Bureau with the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association. You know, it's a way to save money. Now, and like I said, we hit this in the last hour. We're going to say it again here, is that that privatization of the convention center was brought up, and this is something that needs to be looked at. It needs to be looked at real close. We're spending, I think, it's over $1 million a year for it. The brouhaha on it, of course, and from in January, was when Starman, city manager Kurt Starman, met with people from Turtle that were associated with Turtle Bay and with the Wonderland Association president, and they talked about the future of the convention center. The people are not devious people. They're not dishonest people. I don't want to give any type of impression. However, because of it being a publicly owned piece of property, to have a meeting that's confidential to discuss something this important smacked of something that should not have been done. And this is what caused the main problems there. And then all the notes on it were marked confidential, and that was from Kurt Starman. However, the thing is that this is an important decision to make, my friend, so you need to be down there tonight. It's room 125 at the Reading Convention Center. It starts at 5 p.m. They're going to talk about the consolidation of the Convention Bureau, or the Visitors Bureau, and the Convention Center being privatized. 5 p.m., Room 125 at the Convention Center tonight. We got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, right here in KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
To make your wife not want to have sex, and moving in with your mother is definitely high on the list. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, helping a wife prevent an unwelcome invasion in today's moment.
About 3 years ago, we moved about 3 hours from my husband and our hometown. And now, about two years prior to us moving, my husband's father passed away. And now my husband is wanting to bring my mother-in-law to live with us. And I love my mother-in-law, but I don't know that it is the healthiest thing.
Well, my rule is that major things like this don't happen unless both people are in agreement. That's my basic rule for good marriages. So you need to tell him this is a no, but finding some place to put her in our city so you can visit her more often would be okay, but not in the home. I don't want that level of invasion.
Okay, what if you built her a home on our property?
That's the same thing as living with you.
Okay.
And you know it.
Well, yes.
The answer is no, honey. No, honey. If your mother's on the property, I won't be as comfortable having sex.
So what are your main business goals this year? To increase sales and control expenses? Yes, this is the year that everyone is getting back to business basics. That's why at Valpak, we say this is the year of substance over style. And the year to ensure that your marketing not only looks good, but works well. From our famous blue envelopes to our new online tools, Valpak has what it takes to make this year your year. To learn more, call 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Whatever your business card says, you're in the business of you, and only you know where you want that business to go. DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management offers 15 different MBA concentrations designed to match both the realities of today's business world and your career ambitions. Keller Graduate School of Management, over 85 locations and online. Discover how to grow the business of you at keller.edu. Certified to operate by CHEV in New York. DeVry University operates as DeVry College of New York.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. You can find any type of tobacco product or accoutrement that you may need. And then, of course, there's Espresso Joe's, where the girls will serve you your cup of coffee the way you like it. They can make it any which way. They've got like 46 different espresso machines there and ways of heating up milk.
We're going to be there Friday. Our guest on our show is Les Baugh, and then we'll be coming with Les over to Tobacco and Brew, where this is your chance to meet Les if you've never met him, to ask questions. He's going to be running again for his office. He's what district?
In the 5th District.
5th District.
Shasta County
also,
Supervisor.
And also that will be streamed on freefireradio.com. And you can always hear us streaming as well as KCNR1460.com. Before we took a break, we were discussing the meeting tonight in room 125 at the convention center. And on the phone we have John. John, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning, Linda. Carl, those accoutrements can keep you browsing for quite a while.
That's true. You want a lighter. There's 18,000 different kinds.
Oh, you can just spend the day there. Okay. The info that came out of those private meetings seemed to indicate that they weren't talking so much about the privatization of the convention center as much as talking about the redistribution of operating capital to Turtle Bay and to Shasta Wonderland. Seems like convoluted thinking, shutting down the convention center to save operating costs and then giving the operating costs to two private nonprofits. I'm not sure where they were going with this or what they thought they were going to accomplish, but I was as offended as you indicated you were that they didn't have anybody from the convention center that was going to be shut down whose interest was involved at that meeting. In regards to today's meeting, I think they might want to consider changing the venue from room 125 to the main convention floor. There's going to be a lot of people there.
I would think there would be. I think people should be interested. And if for nothing else, it goes back again into the fact that of transparency in government.
Absolutely.
And that's
as Linda brought up, that transparency is the true issue here.
And that's it. Like I said, I find none of those people, I'm sure none of those people are dishonest or anything like that. But there is, it smacks of favoritism, and it smacks of keeping things, that should be out in the open. In the open,
it gives credence to the claim of the old boy network. And again, I'm with you. I'm not going to accuse anybody of being dishonest. I just think that there's almost a pandering to the idea that the population is not that intelligent to deal with what's going on, and that's not true.
Well, the thing too is that when you have you have that after then trying to do with away with the election of the city clerk. you know, or to have an election, to figure if we should have an election. You know, then, you know, then goes into appointments, and, you know, then let's appoint everybody, or let's, you know, maybe we should elect everybody.
Keeping everybody in the dark is not the best situation, particularly in these times, these economic times and the political times that we're having, all of the things that are being exposed. It's a good idea to keep the public up front in all these considerations.
Well, you know, and I think the public understands that, and I think that this election come November should be real interesting, because I think, you know, the idea that you're being reelected just because you're an incumbent, is that I think that is going to be really questioned this time.
Come out in this election.
Well, you know, and that's why you hope that you have, you know, that you can get every one of the people that are running at the city, county, and state, and of course national, to actually put it on the line and say, this is what I believe in, this is what I'm going to support, and then actually have them do it.
It's shaping up that is not really what's going to turn out, but it's okay. I mean, these ads with Poizner and Meg, whatever her name is, and the rest of it's just scummy. It doesn't look good.
Well, I have a feeling that when you see later on down the line with Keene and LaMalfa, both of whom are conservative Republicans, this could turn into a bloodbath too. You know. You know, oh, you guys vote the same way, and then watch them, you know, beat on each other to show that they don't.
Well, the unfortunate part is it doesn't seem like they're going about directing this to issues. It's going to be about personalities. It's going to be about concepts of negativity rather than what could be positive responses and direct conversation and discourse about what we can do to improve the situation, rather than pointing fingers about, you know, you're this and you're that and you're a conservative and you're this and you're that. What are you going to do to help this situation? What are we going to do to repair this broken government we have?
Well, you know, we still go, and then we go back to partisanship, that it's more important that we support a party's recommendation than what the right thing is. And then, of course, we can't forget the political action committees. We can't forget the lobbyists and then just people that walk around with, you know, bags of money.
What do you do if you go to a city and there's no tourism bureau? I guess I just feel like, you know, you're kind of like losing something that's part of the essential parts of public outreach besides government, you know, even though that's how we pay it. But, the tourism is, and you know, when we go out and we have our outreach to other cities and other places in the country, why do you want to come to Reading? That's what the Tourism Bureau is supposed to be about. So, and I know they're tied together. So where my heart lies is that, okay, yeah, we can always have another convention center, something that's built somewhere else that would be able to house concerts and some of our conventions. But to have a thriving convention facility is something that we need to keep going.
I'm very concerned about the closing down of the Visitors Bureau also.
Yes,
I'm not sure if they're just going to close it down, if they're not going to roll it in with something else. But
well, they're talking about rolling it in with the Shasta Wonderland Association, but it takes it out of the hands of the city and puts it into the hands of basically a private nonprofit.
Well, you know, if it, you know, again, it's one of those things that if it does the same job and it saves, you know, like $250,000 a year, and yet does the same job, this is something that needs to be looked at. Every aspect
Absolutely.
Needs to be looked at, and that's why I have no problem with, you know, meetings and all this. It's just that they should be transparent and let other people in on it.
I think that's going to happen now with this meeting tonight, I think.
Yeah.
It's loud and clear that that's not going to happen anymore. Hey, John, thanks for the call, and we got to take a break. This is Carl.
You guys have a great day today.
Thank you.
Wonderful sunshine out there.
Thank you. Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
There's something new and exciting from the Reading Breakfast Lions Club. They've expanded their gun show this year to include an antique and collectible show. It's this Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Convention Center. Don't miss it. There will be over 225 tables. You'll find a number of unique displays that you won't find at any other gun show. Plus, this year, they've added an antiques and collectible show. Civil War reenactors will be on the Convention Center lawn with full uniforms and weaponry, including a full-size Civil War cannon. Buy, sell,
trade, or just browse through 200 years of historical items. Bring your antiques and have them appraised for a $2 donation. Show hours are 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 4 Sunday. Admission is $6 for adults. Children under 12 are free. All net proceeds are used for local youth and charitable projects. The 24th annual Reading Breakfast Lions Club Firearms Show expanded this year to include an antiques and collectibles show. It's this Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Convention Center. Doors open at 9 a.m. both days. Don't miss it.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
The Sundial Film Festival is about to launch, and you won't want to miss the show they have this year. They've expanded their horizons with the introduction of an international films category. Also new this year is a children's film festival with films designed to appeal to the young and the young at heart. And of course, they'll be featuring the works of local talented filmmakers from the state of Jefferson. Films will be showing in two locations, the Cascade Theater, and children's films will be shown at the Turtle Bay Museum. The festival is expanded this year to 3 days of entertainment, March 10th through the 13th. For more information and for online ticket sales, visit sundialfilmfestival.com. Don't miss it.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. If you have a comment. We've got a few more things we're going to cover today. You know, one of the things we want to talk, though, is that with our new show that's starting at 12, Psych Talk, Boomer Tech Radio. Yes, they are still here. They have moved, though, from 12 to 1 to 2 to 3. Bob.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. And if all goes according to plan, and as a Marine, you know how that works out sometimes, we will be broadcasting live from the boat and sports show down there at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, and we'll be at with our sponsor B&T Satellite, and hope that you'll stop by and say hi. And we may be doing it over the cell phone, but we will be doing our show from down there. But we're looking at a new technology, voice over IP, that should enable us to make it sound like we're in the studio, pretty much anywhere in the world.
That's great. And super. We're going to be judging the Dutch Oven cook-off. At 1 o'clock. So get ready for that. We have a big weekend. Of course, Sunday night is the Academy Awards, which is the gala at the Cascade Theater. I'm going to be co-hosting with Valerie Ng Miller, and if you come, it's only $12. They're going to do the whole fun Shasta red carpet. So come dressed up, and there'll be a live camera that'll be flashing your image as you come in onto the Cascade Theater. It's going to be a lot of fun, interactive awards, and then of course you get to see the actual Academy Awards on the big screen. We get to have a sneak peek at the Sundial Film Festival as well as a sneak peek at the dance project. Did you hear about that cruise ship?
No, I didn't hear about the cruise ship.
Okay, now we know we have the Titanic, that came out. That was this awesome movie. What was the movie, Bob, for trivia? Maybe you know that too, that came out in the 80s.
Poseidon Adventure.
Poseidon Adventure. Okay, not kidding you. A passenger on the cruise ship hit by massive waves Wednesday in the Mediterranean tells the Associated Press it was a terrifying ordeal. The news outlet quotes that Claude Cremé, 73, of Marseille, France, is saying he was in his cabin resting because of the rough seas when the three-story-high walls of water crashed into the 1,790-passenger ship. The waves broke the windows in a restaurant and flooded passenger cabins. And you know that there were two killed and 14 injured.
Wow.
This is just being out there on the seas. Well, you know, we take for granted that, you know, everything's going to be well. But the reality is that, you know, this is Mother Nature. And there were three unusually high waves that just came out of... I mean, let's think about all the earthquakes. Now there's been another earthquake in Taiwan.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, the thing is that there's on the U.S. Geological Service, if you go in there and look under earthquakes, they can show you where the earthquakes are happening all over the world and how many of them happen daily. How many of them happen daily in off either in or off the coast of California?
And somebody who's quite an expert when it comes to weather is Brenda Belongi. In fact, that's what she does. She's a meteorologist. But Bob just talked about rogue waves, that they're poorly understood. What does that mean, Bob? Let's explain rogue waves.
There's not been a really good explanation of, but the one of the reasons why they're just really coming into the news is that frequently those who encountered the rogue waves did not survive to tell anybody else about it. I mean, now we've built ships that are strong enough to survive, and because they're pretty much random events, like, you know, tornadoes. We didn't have really good pictures of tornadoes till everybody started carrying around camcorders. So it's the same thing. These are very random, very rare events, and they are not well understood as far as where they come from.
Well, you know, I can't help but think that sometimes rogue waves that come up at 30 feet or 40 feet, that there's got to have been a movement of the earth someplace to get it started, which is, you know, usually what happens. But then again, when you're talking about what hit the, you know, when it hits a cruise ship that holds 1,700 passengers, you know how huge that must be, and it kills two people and injures 14, is quite the is quite a wave like that. You know, you go back to rogue waves, and you know, people that were, you know, that would be hit by them in the old days because their ships wouldn't last or the boats weren't good enough, and they just disappear like that. That the trainer that was taken by the killer whale last week. And I know this is old news, but one of the things, you know, reports are coming out to, you know, to say that killer whales are not really killer whales. And this one person said there's been no reported incident in the wild of a killer whale killing a human being. And I saw that, and I'm thinking to myself, how many Native Americans have been out on the water that may have been taken by a killer whale? And you'd never know about it. I mean, to say that they've never killed anybody is, you know, to me is kind of a pretty far-reaching statement. It's like saying that, you know, it's, you know, that certain kinds of snakes haven't killed anybody, or, you know, dinosaurs never killed any man, but, you know, nobody's there to know about it. So, anyway, we're going to take a break here in a couple minutes. When we come back, we're going to be talking to our next guest, and we're going to be talking about another event that's happening this weekend.
One of your favorite subjects.
Well, it's going to be the historical gun and antique show right at the Reading Convention Center on March 6th. And it's going to be, March 6th and March 7th. In fact, we've got a couple minutes, so let's just get started on it. Our guest today, Bill.
Yeah, I'm Bill Ralston with the Reading Breakfast Lions Club. And we have our 28th annual gun and antique and collectible show at the Reading Convention Center. Saturday and Sunday, doors open at 9 o'clock both days. I know it's a busy weekend, but it looks like it's going to be overcast and drizzling, so we're an indoor show. So
let's say that one more time. Hey, it's an indoor show.
Yeah. It's an indoor show, and you can come down and entertain yourself if you get cabin fever sitting around.
Well, I've been before, and from what I can remember just a few years back, this is a place that if you have an antique gun and you can't find the ammo, I don't know about what's happening with the ammo sales today, but a few years back you could buy that hard-to-find ammo for those particular antique guns at this show.
Correct. What happened is, even true with like a .22 caliber, 100 years ago, .22 caliber is not like the .22 caliber that we use. It's not like the .22 caliber we use now. And so if you have, like I have an 1896 .22 rifle that my grandfather left me, I always thought you could just go down and buy 22 ammo and put it in it. You can't. You have to find the old 22 ammo and put it in it. So if you have that situation, come on down and find out what you need for your old AG
gun. We have to take a quick break here, but we're going to come right back after this messages. Here, Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Toyota facing a fresh round of complaints over its recall repairs. Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
Some Toyota drivers, like Stuart Stogel, say they took their recalled cars in for software, floor mat, and gas pedal repairs.
But in the end, whatever they did, it didn't work, because I almost got into a serious accident last week after the fix was done.
Federal safety investigators say they've received at least 10 post-recall allegations of unintended acceleration. Toyota just out with a statement saying they have requested more information on those new complaints and that they are aggressively investigating. President Obama following up the unveiling of his new revised health care plan by holding closed-door meetings today with key lawmakers. More shoppers than expected braving last month's snow.
The number of retailers like Target and Macy's reporting better than expected February sales.
Fox Business Network's Adam Shapiro and fewer Americans signing up for jobless benefits. Fox News, we report, you decide.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards. Just a short distance from Reading, it will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden our month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming today at KCNR1460.com. Our phone lines are 605-4567.
Currently 37 degrees out. It's the 4th of March, 8:34 in the morning. Today's going to be patchy fog, high of a 56, and otherwise mostly sunny. So it's a beautiful day. Very chilly out. It's one of those wrap up your beautiful coat that you got for Christmas and wear that. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. The Lions Club.
The Breakfast Lions Club is putting on their annual historical gun and antique show at the Reading Convention Center, March 6th and 7th. Bill Ralston is our guest here. He's going to talk a little bit about it. Bill, how many vendors and people do you think are going to be inside there?
Well, we have over 300 tables on display. It's upstairs and downstairs. All the gunners stake downstairs. All the antiquers go upstairs. There's probably pushing 150 vendors total between upstairs and downstairs.
And what kind of weapons will we see there?
The majority of the weapons are antique or older type weapons. There are a few modern weapons you could purchase. Of course, you have to go through all the state and federal rules. They have a transfer agent there that handles all that for you. But there's a lot of antique weapons, clear back to the old musket days. Some of the weapons are 150, 200 years old.
No. Any chance of buying a cannon?
There will be cannons on display. The Civil War reenactors are there, and they have their cannons on display.
Okay. So you don't think there's a chance I could buy one?
No, probably not.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just wondering. You know, kind of like start off the day here with a little cannon shot across Market Street. Probably the people in that motel wouldn't like it too much. But when we have 150 vendors, and how many years has this show been going on, Bill?
This is the 28th annual. The first 23 years was up on Hilltop at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then we outgrew that and expanded to the Reading Convention Center. And added antiques about 5 years ago.
Now, do you see people when they're coming in and they're talking about weapons? Is there a lot of people, you know, there was like a run on weapons in the last couple of years for some reason. People wanted to seem to be accumulating them. Is that still going on? People wanting to, you know, it seems like the sales are higher. Or is that just...
Yeah, last year was the best year we ever had. As far as ammunition and weapons and attendance. Previous years, we get around 3,000 people, 2,000 on Saturday and 1,000 on Sunday. Last year, we were probably in the 3,800 as far as people came through the door.
Mm-hmm.
And all our vendors had the majority of vendors had a very good show. They sold lots of guns and lots of ammunition. But there's other things there also. There's from A to Z. They know there's old pocket watches. There's old pocket knives. There's
books.
Books about hunting. Books. Some of the books are 100, 150 years old, old-time books about hunting. The antiquers have some very beautiful older things displayed there that are interesting.
Well, that's what I was noticing, that there was any number of things that any number of items that had to do with hunting or weapons. You know, some of them are, you know, just a people can write an entire book, hundreds of pages about an antique weapon, and you know its whole history and everything through it. And you know, they're beautiful books, almost like coffee table books.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, Bill. So that's going to start on Saturday, and what time does it begin?
Both days, Saturday and Sunday, doors open at 9.
And the price to get in?
The price is $6 for adults, and children accompany them are free. It'll take you a good 2 or 3 hours to see everything, if not longer. It's not one of these things you can come down and see in about 5 minutes. You'll be amazed at all the different interesting things you can see. So it's going to take a good 2 or 3 hours. And then we have a little special historical exhibit this year. It's kind of a tribute to the Greatest Generation. We have a whole room of old World War II type things, including a full combat-ready Jeep, World War II Jeep on display.
Wow.
Well, I do know that your antique displays upstairs, the booths and the individual merchants that bring their stuff, amazing. Really good stuff.
Yes, yeah, you'll see everything from A to Z from all around the West Coast. And then there's some glass that shows up that's worth several thousand dollars per piece. And then if you're just interested in the collectible $5, $10 type things, they're available also.
Well, I tell you what, thanks a lot, Bill, for stopping by
sure,
today.
Thanks
so we
for
can
having
talk
me.
About this. And we're again, it's the historical gun and antique show. It's going to be at the Reading Convention Center. It starts at 9 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are $6 for adults, and children get in free with their adults.
Correct.
And you've got food there.
Well, correct. And the net proceeds from this, all the money goes back into the community.
Great.
You know, that's the that's why we like to support all of these events. Bill Walston, thank you very much for being here.
Well, thank you.
Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. We've got to take a break, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Boomer Tech Radio, the program that keeps you up to date on what's happening in home entertainment, personal electronics, communications, and emerging products that will affect how you work and play in the 21st century. You're invited to join in the conversation by email, instant message, or even the good old telephone. We'll try to answer your technical questions, and if we don't know, we'll find someone who does. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 for Boomer Tech Radio on KCNR, clearly News Talk Radio.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers. And Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hi, this is Dave. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now, and we'll help you sell it for free. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can also announce your yard sale, estate sale, or event. Sponsored by AMSOIL, Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage. That's Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. 605-4567.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden our month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Good morning, Reading. 8:43 in the morning. This is March 4th. Thursday. How you doing? It's 37 degrees outside. It's going to be high of a 58 today. Hey, something has come across my desk, and I just want to bring it to your attention. Did you have your pet chipped, microchipped? And if you had your pet microchipped, I know for us, I'm just realizing it's renewal time. So when you microchip your pet, you might think it's forever, and maybe you have a particular product that was 5 years, 10 years, the chip. Well, I'm finding out that our particular chip in Snooki's ear is called Home Again, and it's going to cost $16.99. So I didn't know it was like a yearly. I mean, she's worth $1 million. Doesn't matter about that. But the fact is that, wow, you know.
She's worth $16. $16 unless the next time she does that thing she did yesterday.
Has me up all night. Yeah. I'm like, do you really have to get up at 5:15? Get off of me.
Then we're calling Ernie and Dave for Let's Sell It. They said they don't sell animals. Well, she's not really a little animal. She's beyond whatever that is. It's a she's been cloned out of something. Hey, we want to say to Pat, you know, a friend of ours rides in the she and her husband ride in the Patriot Guards and support all the veterans community issues and projects that are going on that she was operated on yesterday, that she is doing better.
Yeah.
And that we wish her a very hearty get well soon, get out, and get back on the bike.
Yeah. There you go. We're here.
Yep. There goes
the bell.
The bell
is from them.
They gave us the bell.
Marty and Pat.
You know, one other thing, too, is we expand our program. You know, we'll be on a new station. In fact, we're into our 11th week, 11th or 12th week. And one of the things we do is we want to constantly expand what we provide to you all, our friends and our audience. And one of the things is, of course, we have the Dr. Laura program is on at every night from 7 to 10 o'clock, a very popular show. And we're starting to put in also the Dr. Laura moments during the morning so that, you know, it's like a question and then a quick answer. It's kind of, you know, what it does is it's just something else that we can add to the schedule for, again, for our listeners. But now we're just trying to figure out the best place to put it in. And I don't think at 8:05 on any morning is a good idea, because if somebody's just checking in, then it sounds like Dr. Laura has taken over the 8 o'clock time frame.
Well, what happens, we find that with morning radio is that people are in and out of their kitchen or in and out of the shower, or in and out of their car, or they might be tinkering in the garage. So they hear little bits and that's why we try to do sound. Little parts that can inspire you, but we like to get fired up in some, of course, in some of our topics. I do want to share with you on the 24th of March, to mark your calendar, something I'm really proud to bring to you up here in the North State, is if you ever were a fan of Dean Martin, and I was very fortunate to share with you that I worked with him for 8 years, we're going to have about 8 of the former Dean Martin Gold Diggers call in on that morning. And we have a performance at the end of March in Palm Springs. So the end of March, Carl and I are going to be going for that performance in Indian Wells. But the girls are going to call, and they're going to just tell little stories, backstories of backstage and what happened with them. So be sure to tune in, and we can even probably be taking your calls or your emails if you've got any particular questions for any of the girls. So we're going to be doing that the 24th. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and tomorrow Les Ball is our guest, and we're going to start a little bit earlier. Usually start with people that come on at 8 o'clock. We're going to start tomorrow earlier at 7:30 because we want to talk with he and the director of the Shasta Outdoor Recreation Coalition about how do we take our forest back from the government. I mean, you know, these are forests that people are trying to use, and every time we turn around, another road's shut down, trails are shut down, we can't do this, you can't do that. And so there's, you know, a number of people in different types of groups of people. It's not just, you know, off-road vehicle people. It's not, it's not hikers. It's not people that run or ride their bicycles and things. And just one group. There are a number of groups that are starting to wonder why we can't get into the forest that we love and we can't use it because it's been shut off. And who is doing it? I mean, is it an elected official? No. Is it just somebody, one person, who makes this decision, and then it's carried out, and then to try to discuss it with them is impossible because they refuse to do that. So how do you bring a little, you know, force to this? How do you get them to think about it? Hey, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna finish up a little bit. Is are Americans losing their self-reliance and their independence because of the amount of handouts and the amount of assistance the government insists on giving us? Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments, and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
At North Valley Bank, we have proudly served the people and businesses of Northern California for 37 years. Our lifeblood is the connection we have with our customers and the communities we serve. Chances are the next time you're out in the community, you'll see that our North Valley Bank officers and staff are right where you are, where it matters most, helping us do our part to keep the community healthy. Thank you for selecting us as the best of North State. All of us at North Valley Bank are thrilled to win this award for the fourth year in a row. Winning takes hard work, and that's what we do best. Providing award-winning service to our customers, building teams to support local events, or donating our time, we're a part of our communities in every way. This award motivates us to continue to find new and different ways to get better each year and give our customers even more. Stop in or call and see how you can get more with us. North Valley Bank, best of North State, 4 years running. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Barbara Jacobson.
And I'm Dana Peterson with the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty.
What is it you don't know about real estate that you really want to know?
Or need to know?
Wondering what an REO is?
Or a short sale?
Is it a good time to sell or is it a good time to buy?
What's happening in the lending market and how does it affect you as a seller?
Or as a buyer?
Get the answers to your questions by calling 248-5602 or listen every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to the Kurt Largent Real Estate Radio Show.
Right here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back? Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just $20 in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM is our last segment. Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming on KCNR1460.com, and we are archived, of course, on Free Fire Radio at freefireradio.com. You know, are we this last, you know, 4 or 5 minutes here is, you know, something that was hit, and I was reading it, it was the fact that because we're starting to depend so much on the government, even if we don't want to, are we losing the self-reliance? Are we losing the independent spirit that built this country? You know, the amount of programs that are going on, and the government is trying to increase these programs. One in a paper the other day, it was being paid for, of course, by the money from D.C., you know, the TARP and the stimulus package, where people could come down and the government would pay an employer, to hire somebody that's unemployed that meets certain qualifications, and they would pay then the person's salary. So this allows a business to take an entry-level person and say they hire two or three of them. The government pays for those people. It's not going to be, and then I think the business owner gets a tax break of some kind. So what you've got here, you may have two or three people that are working for a business that's being paid for by the government because they put in for this grant. And to say the same business across town didn't put in for this grant. So where this other company gets money from the government to pay three people, the other company then has to pay for it out of its own pocket. Now, on the surface, it seems like, well, gosh, you know, that's kind of a good idea. It gets people back on their feet, puts money in their pocket, and they're working and everything, and it's positive. And I guess you could say that for that part. But what's it do? It's not fair. And, you know, fair, I guess, is a term that you can, you know, any time you can use is a little strange. But it's not fair to the companies that do not have that. That do not have that grant. It's not fair to them. So what's happening is that The other company is competing with the government's help. Again, we are, more help from the government. Social Security, that started out under Roosevelt, was as to be a supplement, and now people are living on it. Our system is being broken by a lot of these programs. But each program takes a little more away of our independence and our self-reliance. It's, you can't help it. But so how do you fight something like this? You know, when Bunning said, when he said, I'm going to hold up this bill, you know, that extends unemployment money to those, you know, that extends it out for another, you know, two or three, you know, months. And it holds up, you know, that other stimulus package bills. And by the way, the stimulus package, it pays people to do short-term jobs and, you know, things that will go away in a few years. But it's, you know, hundreds of billions, if not $1 trillion. He said, who's going to pay for this? And it goes back to our independence. Who's going to pay for these programs where people get extra, you know, they get extra from the government? Are they going to want to have it? It's like the health care plan. If they pass it on an up and down vote and then the Republicans come back and they win the Senate and the House, are they truly going to have the guts to say, hey, you know what, we're going to change that health care plan so that free health care or the free events you were getting from the government, we're going to take away from you. Now, do they have the guts to do something like that? I don't know. See, again, even, you know, are we losing our independence? Let's go to the phones. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, sir. You know, you just kind of tweaked me a little bit. Remember back when Obama had the interview with Charlie Gibson and they were talking about taxes? He said he didn't care if it was fair, you know. So, you know, you use the word fair like that, and they already don't care if it's fair.
Well, you know, the thing about the taxes is that, you know, it's people, if you don't think we're going to be paying for all these plans somehow, you're wrong. You know, it may not be called a tax. It'll be called a fee. It'll be that, you know, all of a sudden that money that was, you know, in your pocket before is gone. You got money back under his tax plan of last year, but did you? I mean, we are borrowing money at such a rate. We're printing treasury bills at such a rate, and other countries are buying them up. At some point, somebody's got to pay for this.
Well, you know, all these fees, whether you call them fees, taxes, whatever, you know, they just try to smoke you out with it, and it doesn't pass the smell test half the time anyway, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't. But, you know, and then the other thing, too, is I think you, it may have been you that called it, you know, what, green crack, that, you know, that once it's there, people are not going to give it up. Were people going to give up something that is given to them, even knowing that it's going to cost them in the long run with higher taxes? How much of your pay do you want to give to the government to have a social network or social programs? Do you want to give 50%, 60%, 70%? How much of your money are you giving right now to the government through either income taxes, Social Security taxes, Medicare taxes, gas taxes, property taxes, you name it, taxes?
Oh, yeah. Well, I bet you if you really get down and dirty on it, people are giving already 60%+.
No. And then they talked about a value-added tax. Oh, let's just throw that one in there. Oh, yeah, that's another great idea coming out of D.C.
Yeah. Well, have a good day.
Oh, yeah, anyway. I didn't mean to end our day like this. Okay, we got a minute left. I'll let Linda be
Thank
happy
you, Daniel.
Now.
Thanks, Daniel.
All right, yeah, this is Carl Linda. Yeah, you know what? You've got to start your day. It's really how you I wish we had a quote of the day right now. We've got a bunch of Winston Churchill. I'm going to bring one tomorrow. I'm going to bring a quote. In fact, why don't you do? Would you do me a favor? Would you guys do me a favor? You know, I know you know who I'm talking about that's listening. Would you email me like a quote of the day or something that you would like to hear me read on the radio that's like just a positive quote or a great story? This is Carl and Linda Bott. We love taking your emails at linda@kcnr1460.com or just kcnr1460.com. We're always streaming. Let us know your thoughts. We're here for you.
This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.